In past years, this evening would have been one of revelry on Mirror Lake, when hundreds of Ohio State students, against the university's wishes, would jump into the lake as part of Michigan Week festivities. But a student died doing just that in 2015, and the lake currently doesn't exist because of a major campus project. Here to give us an update on that redevelopment is Lynn Reedy, Associate Vice President of Facilities Operations and Development at OSU. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Claire.
Tell us what stage the lake is at now and when we can expect it to reopen.
The lake itself, we started construction in September of 2016, and we're expecting to be completed next spring or summer of 2018. But of course, you know, the lake is one part of the whole historic Mirror Lake kind of district area.
You're redoing a few buildings as well and some grounds?
That's correct. So the district area includes renovations to three buildings in the area, including Pomeraine Hall, which is the largest of those buildings, a 1922-era building with renovations occurring throughout, and two other buildings also are being renovated, along with a space called the Browning Amphitheater, which is an open-air assembly location. So all of that together comprises the district.
Looking at the district, what will be the most noticeable changes?
I think what people can expect when they come to the area when it's completely finished is that it will be interconnected. So if you are at the lake, you'll really be able to appreciate the amphitheater and the line of sight. You'll be able to appreciate the outside space around the buildings in the area so that you have a comprehensive feel for the entire area.
When undergoing this construction, surely you consider the possibility that students may in the future resume the tradition of lake jumping. Will the construction make the lake any safer?
Well, you know, this whole point of the jump, I'm not the right person to talk about it, so I can't forecast that, but I can say, you know, the configuration of the lake, you know, will change. For example, there will be a more gradual sloping down to the lake area itself. There, it will have a clay bottom. It will have a more consistent depth across it. All of which I think will contribute to safety and sustainability around the area.
Because in some ways, this is it returning to its roots. It's becoming more natural as opposed to some of the brick and concrete that was incorporated before.
That's exactly right. So it's ironically, you know, if you look at the history of the lake development there from 1870 forward, the reconfiguration of the lake is going to make it much closer to what it once was.
The Mirror Lake project cost $8.5 million. You know, that's a sizable chunk of change. Why was this a priority for the university?
It did stem from the university's campus master planning and from the framework work that has been going on for some years in the area. And again, to take a look at that entire district and really change the feel and the look of that whole section of campus.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks very much, Claire.
Lynn Reedy is the Associate Vice President of Facilities Operations and Development at Ohio State University.